This is Maybe with One Knife, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars original trilogy, Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Elamish and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Gen, with additional tags for time travel fix it. The woman who kills the Chancellor is very short. It happens too fast for anyone to respond. She brushes past him in the hallway, and then he's falling, blood blooming from his chest as he topples over with a look of utter surprise on his face. And just like that, the Chancellor is dead. The woman goes easily with the guards, surrendering the retractable blade and letting herself be cuffed. Fox is the one who takes her down to their holding cell, because he needs to be doing something, or he'll have to think about the fact that he has failed in the most devastating of ways, and will probably be decommissioned for it. Better him than one of his men, though. She's not in any of the Republic systems, and she is wrong in the way she just sits there in the holding cell, placid, like she didn't just kill the fucking Chancellor. "Are you with the Separatists?" Fox demands from outside the cell. Her mouth quirks up into what is nearly a smile. "I want nothing more than to maintain the Republic," she says. And it's an odd phrasing. Too fancy. She doesn't sound like she's in Coruscant, but definitely a Core Worlds, maybe Kuat or Alderaan. Fox doesn't understand what is going on, and he doesn't have the authority to do something about it. Not with the Chancellor dead. Not with it so uncertain who's in charge. "Why then?" he asks. "The Chancellor is a Sith Lord who has been manipulating the Republic for years, and who has been playing both sides of the war." Fox blinks at her, and her smile grows. "Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie to you?" He a little bit wanted her to lie to him, actually. "Do you have any proof?" he asks, as though that is something he'll give her, or something she'll be able to trust if he does. "When was the last time you audited him?" She smiles wide, all white teeth. "Also, you all have chips in your heads. You clones, I mean." Fox would really like talking to her to be someone else's job. He would really like to not be here. He would like to have a drink. Or 12. They need to audit the fucking Chancellor. The fucking dead Chancellor. His fucking dead Chancellor, who he let get dead from this little slip of a woman with the very white teeth. Maybe the chip that's apparently in his brain will kill him before he has to deal with this shit. Though it's in all of his brother's brains, too. That needs to be dealt with. Which means more fucking paperwork. There's a knock on the door, and he says aloud, "No." The woman tilts her head to the side and doesn't say anything. Fox opens the door. It's Thar, who says across the helmet comms, "There's a JT here asking for her. He says she's his sister." "No," Fox says, louder. And wishes for the sweet release of an entire bottle of the strongest Will Stone has hidden in his bunk. The end. Atha's nuts. This will not be continued. I have nowhere else to go with this. It was just for fun. Reader's nuts. Please imagine Leia as the most pernicious thorn in Fox's side. She is a paperwork nightmare. She doesn't technically exist. She acts like she has all the rights in the world. And she just smiles so threateningly. I love it so much. Thank you to Illumish for having blanket permission to Podfic. I hope you enjoyed this. And thank you for listening. Have a nice day.